With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Senate has voted to fund most of the government after President Trump and Democrats struck a deal on Homeland Security. Senators passed the measure a few hours before Friday's midnight deadline. Two Republican senators, meanwhile, are pledging to block the president's nominee for the Federal Reserve chair. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
GOP Senators Tom Tillis and Lisa Murkowski won't support the president's Fed pick unless the criminal investigation into current Fed chair Jerome Powell is resolved. The senators object to the Justice Department's investigation, and Powell himself has called it a pretext by the Trump administration to force him to lower rates. Tillis described nominee Kevin Warsh as a great qualified candidate, but is concerned about the president undermining the credibility and the independence of the Fed. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Economist Steve Moore believes Minnesota may not be the only state experiencing widespread fraud.
We now know what's happening in California. We know what's happening in New York. These liberal cities are gaming the system, encouraging people to fraudulently apply for all this money as a way to, as an economic stimulus for their cities and states, and it cannot stand.
Moore was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Israel's former ambassador to the United States, Dr. Michael Oren, says he expects the U.S. to take some kind of military action soon against the Iranian regime.
I can't imagine that the president has moved so many massive assets to the Middle East region and is not going to use them. You take out a pistol and don't use it, it projects weakness and not strength, and you become basically a Barack Obama not enforcing a red line.
And just this past week, the president told Iran that they need to sit down and hold more talks about their nuclear weapons ambition or face another attack, one he said would be worse than the one that the U.S. unleashed last year. This is SRN News. The Center for Global Religious Persecution is shifting. Here's Michael Harrington.
Open Doors U.S. puts out an annual list of the places where it is most dangerous to be a Christian, and in decades past, it used to be the Middle East, plain and simple. But over the past 10 years or so, sub-Saharan Africa has become a growing problem. Checking the 2026 World Watch list reveals that 7 of the top 20 worst countries for Christians are in Africa versus 6 that are in the Middle East. Muslim terrorism is the problem in all of them. Michael Harrington reporting.
And the UN World Food Program now says that more than a million people in northeastern Nigeria could lose access to emergency food and nutrition aid within weeks unless funding is secured. Violence and hunger there is surging. Northern Nigeria is bedeviled by two separate terrorist organizations. Both have been preying primarily on Christians. This is SRN News. Olympic winter sports currently must be played on snow and ice. That's the actual law in the Olympic Charter. But could a muddy field of play get its chance at a future winter games, even as soon as in the French Alps in 2030 or Utah in 2034? Or on a parquet and indoor hall, the IOC is reviewing the Olympic sports program. Cyclocross and cross-country running have influential supporters. Snow volleyball is also ready. Sports on the far fringes of joining the summer games like flying disc and cheerleading see a way indoors to the lighter winter games schedule. Federal safety officials have concluded that retired NASCAR driver Greg Biffle was not flying his jet when it crashed last month, killing him and 6 other people. The National Transportation Safety Board released a preliminary report on Friday. It states that while an experienced pilot was at the controls, the co-pilot was not qualified for that role. This is